Hi, everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you are listening to It's All About Food. I'm actually up in the Bronx at the Montefiore Medical Center. It's a huge campus here. We're going to hear a lot more about it. And I'm here with Dr. Robert Ostfeld. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be with you, and I'm so excited to get the chance to talk with you and your listeners.
Thank you. Well, I've been wanting to talk to you for a very long time. So, as my listeners know, I've been a vegan for over 30 years, and there was a buzz, I don't know, 5+ years ago when people started saying, there's Dr. Robert Ostfeld. Have you heard about him? Have you heard about him? He's up in the Bronx, and he's amazing. And I've wanted to talk to you one-on-one ever since, so I finally got that opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very generous. And I mean, it's 30 years. That's phenomenal. First of all, I never would have guessed that you could have been anything for 30 years.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, it's cool to be able to bring it here to the Bronx, a plant-based diet, you know, where, you know, it's not necessarily on the radar as much as it is in other places.
In other boroughs of New York.
Yeah, like literally 2 miles away.
Exactly.
Like places you could peg with a baseball from here. You know, it's like, it's...
My parents were born and raised in the Bronx, and I rarely come up here, but it's kind of nice to know that you're here now.
It's not as far as North Dakota, so yeah. <it's...
laughs> Okay, I want to focus primarily on what you're doing here. So you have this wellness center. What do you call it, and what do you do?
Well, so I'm a cardiologist, and we have what we call our cardiac wellness program. And the goal of the program is to prevent and reverse disease with a plant-based diet. And I say disease, not just heart disease, because of course we know that a plant-based diet is good for your heart and other cardiovascular issues, but it's good for you for dozens and dozens of other reasons. So that's the goal, to prevent and reverse disease with a plant-based diet. And within that program, we have a number of different arms. We've been around now for about 7-ish years, and it's grown organically, if you will. And we have a clinical arm with both an inpatient and an outpatient program, which I'll be happy to talk about. We've got a educational arm and a research arm as well.
Well, you probably know this. Our medical system for a long time has been separating all of the different parts of the body and all the specialists, but the body is integrated and it works together. The head bones connected to the, you know, all of that.
What do you mean? The heart's totally separate. Come on.
So, yeah, one thing affects everything else, and this healthy plant diet and lifestyle benefits everything.
Well, I mean, I totally 100% agree. We're like ridiculously siloized. Like, is that even a word? Probably not, but like there's just so many silos. Like, you know, the pulmonologists live in the lung silo and the cardiologists live in the heart silo. And we all have like different rounds and different journals that we almost never see. It's really, we're all under this same umbrella, but with lots of silos underneath. And it's great to see things like the plant-based diet and other various initiatives that are, of course, breaking down these silos.
I'm using that word, siloized.
Okay.
Whether it's real or not, it is now.
All right. It's called Webster's.
And you started it. I like it. Okay, so you're part of the Montefiore. Is that how we say it?
Yeah, Montefiore.
Montefiore. Yeah. And it's huge. It's like 5 hospitals or something?
Even more. It just keeps on growing. I mean, it's like going through puberty or something. And like, but it's a huge system. So we're kind of at the mothership. The Montefiore Moses. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's definitely like Star Trek. And so the USS Montefiore Enterprise is, so we're here in the Bronx, and that's sort of the mothership. But it's a system with like 11 or 12 hospitals.
Wow.
And some of them are like rehab facilities and all sorts of various iterations in between, the most complex quaternary care and primary care and everything in between. So it's really an honor to be a part of this incredible system. It has a medical school. It owns the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, which, you know, has about 175 medical students each year in his class, teaches tons and tons of residents, fellows. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, that I haven't looked at these numbers in years, but at some point it was like training the third or fourth most number of residents in the U.S. Like, I honestly don't know exactly what that number is now, but there are tons of them, which is great. It's the number one employer in the Bronx, the Montefiore Health System, and its hospitals stretch up into Westchester and Nyack counties as well.
So I'm really curious about you being a part of this system and how they feel about you here and what your influence is on everyone else in the system.
Well, thank you.
Like, I mean, the surgeons doing angioplasties and stents.
Right. Well, our goal really is to put cardiologists out of business. And I'll just tell the administrative people to retrospectively put on earmuffs for like 10 seconds before that. But retrospectively. Well, anyway, earmuffs. So, it's really been an incredible journey. And the system has been quite embracing of this program. And of course, lots of people recognize how lifestyle changes are going to profoundly improve the health of patients and everybody.
That wasn't recognized for a long time.
It is.
But it's being recognized more now.
You're certainly right. And, you know, it's sort of a blight to my profession. I mean, it's an embarrassment, honestly, that we do not more fully embrace this. And if you look at pretty much any guideline, like the guidelines are these really long documents that advise us how to clinically practice, take care of patients. And they have it for high blood pressure, and they have it for cholesterol, and they have it for fill in the blank thing, and maybe they even have it for bad hair days. I don't even know. But there's like a bazillion of them. But they all start with healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle is like there's a first, it's like a rubber stamp first paragraph. Healthy lifestyle. Okay, now we're going to spend the next 115 pages talking about nuances of medications. But I mean, every single one of them starts with a healthier lifestyle. So we just haven't embraced it as much as we should have. But with our program, the times are changing here. And so by that I mean more and more people are learning about plant-based nutrition. So I don't think it's necessarily just our program that's helped shift our medical system. Lots of people are hearing about it from lots of directions. But over the years, the conversation in our system has totally changed to like, what are you talking about? What is this? To like, oh, wow, I want to learn more about it. How do we help our patients do it more? Mm-hmm. You know, I have surgeons referring patients to me to try to help them get better. Patients are reaching out to us, getting like ear, nose, and throat. A group that you wouldn't necessarily automatically think is interested in plant-based nutrition, they invited me to give grand rounds internally to them. The OBGYN group, the family medicine group, internal medicine group, cardiology group, and on it goes. So we've really been part of shifting the conversation to much more plant-based nutrition. And that's woven into our cafeterias. So the food system, they're so great. The food system here with Chris Trivelis, and they're just amazing. And so we've developed plant-based meals for inpatients that you can order. Now, you don't have to, but you can. Like, I'll dive into that a little more later. But also, those meals are available in the hospital cafeterias. So anyone who comes to the Montefiore system can eat them. And, you know, I'm told that they sell out. Mm. And Montefiore has been Meatless Mondays for a while. A couple years, I think. And I don't think it got a lot of attention, but it's been Meatless Mondays for about 2 years. And that's been cool, too. I'd recommend any system to do that, because that is also a conversation changer.
Does that mean on Mondays they don't serve meat?
They don't serve meat. I mean, it's not for patients, but it's in the cafeteria. For patients, you can order the plant-based meals, but it's in the cafeterias. And that's a conversation changer among this and culture changer among the staff. Because the first day they're like, you know, who are you to tell us what to eat? And, you know, like, where am I going to get my protein? Like the usual nonsense. But like a month later, like, oh, it's Meatless Mondays. No big deal. So it's like it totally changes the conversation internally, too. So that's great.
That is great. Now, I know some of the reasons why it's taken so long to get to this point. And I really believe that most people, when they become medical doctors, They want to do good. They want to help people. I really feel that that's a genuine incentive. And then things happen. But I did hear that you were motivated by the China study, reading Dr. T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study. And not only does that talk about the impact of plant foods on health, but he also talked about all the bureaucracy and all the red tape and all the things he tried to get approved and pushed through, and there was pushback at every step of the way. So that's a great part of why we're moving so slowly. The government doesn't support the educational system, and then there are the lobbyists and people that are pushing unhealthy foods on us for so long.
I totally agree. I mean, we all stand on the shoulders of these incredible doctors who have helped further the science and kind of popular culture, if you will, like Dr. Colin Campbell and Caldwell Esselstyn and Neil Barnard and Dean Ornish, and the list goes on. I apologize, I know I'm forgetting some names right now. But so they've done amazing things, and they continue to do amazing things. But there are some major headwinds. Just like you outlined, there are very powerful, entrenched fiscal interests whose livelihood would be negatively impacted if we adopted plant-based nutrition. And you'd like to think that people generally like to do the right thing, and I agree with you. The physicians go into medicine to help people. I mean, it is a long, hard road. And they go into it to help people. They could do all kinds of other things, but you know, that's really the goal. But I'm not talking about them as the major headwinds. They're, you know, pretty much always allies. They may have to learn about plant-based nutrition because they're not exposed to it. And doctors, I think, in general, are conservative and slow to change. But I do think they do and will. But those headwinds are hard. And I mean, you know, so what I mean, things like the Farm Bill, for example, you know, that subsidizes animal agribusiness to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. That's a big headwind. The food industry, that's a big headwind. And it's pretty hard to get through an Iowa primary if you're plant-based. There are some serious headwinds, but what I think is really encouraging is I think we're about a half a generation away from major change. Because I don't see it from the old people like me. I see it much more from like the medical students now. Because for the last 5 years here, I've given a talk to the medical students. That's part of the required curriculum. And it's about prevention, and it's largely about plant-based diet. And as the years have gone by, more and more of them know about it, asking about it. It's just part of their general knowledge base. So it's not like out of left field. I'm just sort of reinforcing what they already heard. So I think we're about a half a generation away from seismic change.
I love that. And I'm glad to know that's happening. I see it all around me also. Okay, so how does a patient know to come here, find you, and then what do you do with them?
Right. So, you know, patients can, we have a website, which is like www.montefiore.org/cardiac wellness program, like super easy to remember, obviously not. And they could just also call the office 718-920-5197 and schedule a visit, or they can go on the Montefiore website and find me. So there's lots of ways to find us, not the easiest in the world. But so what happens is people get an appointment to see me. And so if they're coming for, well, I weave wellness into every visit, but people come to me in two general buckets, one for wellness stuff, and one just because they somehow need a cardiologist and they wind up at my door for all sorts of reasons. And that's a interesting group when I start discussing the plant-based diet with them, and we can circle back to that. But if you're interested in the plant-based stuff, they just give us a call, and they come and see me, and we go through the usual stuff, history, physical, all that stuff, go through the medications, various whatever issues you may be having, and then we weave plant-based nutrition into every visit. Talk about you know, how it might impact whatever medical issues they're having, how it would make them healthier, how it may help them achieve whatever particular goals that person might have, whether it's to get off medications or feel better or avoid bypass surgery if it's medically appropriate. I mean, we obviously practice appropriate medical care. But, you know, there's some times when that might be a good option. So, so we'll do that. And I have very specific handouts I give people with guardrails, like I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then what I'll do is we have these Saturday morning sessions that are 4 hours long where I speak, a nutritionist speaks, we serve lunch. Her name's Lauren Graff. We serve lunch. We don't charge patients for the session, mm-hmm. fund it all through donations, because I want to really democratize this information as much as possible. And, you know, a lot of the patients who will come to see me, 85% of the patients from the Bronx who come to the Montefiore system are on some degree of public support. Hmm. So, you know, if we charged even $20 for one of these Saturday morning sessions, it could be prohibitive. Yeah, it would exclude a lot of people. So I don't want to do that. So that's why we fund it all through donations. We ask them to come with a friend or significant other to sort of help them along the path. And then I'll follow up with them over time. Sometimes I'll have them come back every 6 to 8 weeks for like a weight or blood pressure check or something. And it's more really for accountability than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's generally what we'll do. And we'll follow them over time. So that's our outpatient program in a nutshell. And we've been doing that for 6-7 years now.
Most people think that doctors, medical doctors, are like God. And we need to hear this information from medical doctors. For some reason, many people don't respond the same way if their friend tells them, or a family member tells them, or a dietitian tells them. We want to hear a medical doctor tell us, right?
Well, I make sure all my patients call me Zeus. You know, that's really part of the requirement. I wasn't going to bring that up, but thank you for mentioning.
Okay. Now, when you start into this, are some people surprised? Do they push back?
It varies.
Do they leave?
First of all, it's totally unfortunate that, like, sometimes you just need to hear it from a doc. Like, I've spoken to places and I've heard wonderful talks from, say, a non-physician, mm-hmm. but maybe say it's from an RD or, I don't know, someone completely equally or way more credible than a physician in the nutrition space. And they'll say, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. And be like, oh, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. And then I'll go up and speak, and as part of my talk, I'll say, 1 + 1 = 2.
Oh.
Ooh, 1 + 1 = 2. It's exactly the same thing. And they're even more credible than I am in this space. But at any rate, so there's that unfortunate, I don't know exactly how that came to be, but
I'm just glad there are more doctors promoting a plant-based diet, and we need more of you because more people will listen.
So the pushback that I'll sometimes, the patients who seek us out specifically for the wellness program, they're usually starting on second base, so we don't really get much pushback. There may be little discussions about like oil or can I have fish once a week, you know, or something like they're nibbling at the edges. But the patients who come to see me, which is probably at least half the patients who see me, who are just plugged into the Montefiore system, not part of wellness, not aware of this at all, but have chest pain, palpitations, some reason to come see a cardiologist. And they just wind up in my office. And I'll discuss plant-based nutrition with them. And a lot of times they will look at me like I'm from Mars. Like they've never, ever heard this before. And so, you know, that can be a steep climb. And we work with them. I talk with them about, you know, why I think it would be helpful for them. And for many of them, like, I don't ask some of them to go whole food, plant-based, minimal oil or no oil right away. Because mm-hmm. to go from never, ever having heard about it to that is not going to work for everybody. You got to pitch to your batter. So with our program, we've got different levels. So, you know, we have three levels, but titrated, however. And level one is whole food, plant-based, basically no oil. And level three incorporates some animal products. Mm-hmm. But I look at it as a stepping stone to helping us get further along the path. Because if, you know, everyone's different, but I found, you know, the all or none approach doesn't work for everybody. And if you push too hard, people will just totally tune you out. And hey, you don't want perfection to be the enemy of good. And anecdotally, for my patients who just tell me that they've gone 50% plant-based, There's something about that threshold where I start to see real overt clinical benefits, meaning like blood pressure starts to lower, cholesterol falls, they lose weight. It's that, that's the sort of, so, you know, I don't want perfection to be the enemy of good.
Yeah, progress, not perfection. Okay. I'm here today, I've always wanted to interview you, but I'm here today specifically because tonight is a private screening of a new documentary called Code Blue. And I've had the opportunity to interview Dr. Stancic, who is awesome. And I understand you're in the film.
Yes. Now, most importantly, I hope I had a good hair day. But Dr. Stancic is a total rock star. Mm-hmm. She's phenomenal and is a force. And her like personal health transformation change that she had with a plant-based diet and sort of dovetailing that to the system level change that she's been able to help make. I think it's UMDNJ where she is. Rutgers Medical School. They've changed names. I forget exactly what it's called now, but in New Jersey, it's just tremendous what she's accomplished. And this film, as you were talking about, called Code Blue, is a passion project for her, and she's mm-hmm. worked on it for 4 years. This is not some like major, you know, industry film. It's her passion project. And so many people have completely bought into, and I don't mean in a fiscal way, I mean in an intellectual way, her incredible work and have been honored to be a part of this. There's tons of amazing docs and leaders in this space who are part of this film, and I was totally honored that she reached out and wanted to include us. So I'm really excited to be a part of it. I don't know like how much I'm in it. It could be 15 seconds, you know. But I'm really honored to be a part of it. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. And I hope it really takes off, because this is one of the key pillars of things we need mm-hmm. to transform medical education. And many people are working on that. But this is the kind of thing that can scale the discussion of the need for this kind of change. It's one thing if like 10 of us have conversations here or there. It's another thing if you could be like, hey, watch that film. And that just really can help scale the need for this kind of change.
Are you coming to the screening tonight?
I will be there.
Excellent. So maybe you'll get your wish and put all cardiologists out of business someday. That would be great, right? Yeah. So do you see film and theater as a next career?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's like funny. I get asked that all the time, and by all the time I mean never. So, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And I took an improv class, which was phenomenally awesome.
You mentioned
awesome.
You were involved with theater in high school.
I was. I did a ton of theater.
Did anyone know that?
Yeah. I did a ton of theater in high school, and they had like a pretty cool program where I went to. I went to Princeton Day School in. Wait for it, Princeton, New Jersey, for high school. And so, it was really fun. And we had all these musicals and these other dramas, I guess. And it was great. It was great bonding. It was great to hang out with my friends and do that stuff. And we just had a lot of fun.
Well, I'm just going to say that I think that it has helped you and maybe informed you to be a better doctor. Because I'll say why. Because theater helps us understand other people by taking a role and being someone else. And it also helps you with your stage presence around other people. Doctors generations ago have been notorious for not having very good bedside manner. And doctors are people.
Yeah, I usually sing Hello Dolly when I walk into a patient's room. It's weird that you knew that. So... I think it has helped quite a bit. At least it makes my visit memorable. So, but yeah, that's very generous of you, and to say those things. And I'm not sure that I've, you know, absorbed those lessons as awesomely as others like yourself have. But I mean, hopefully it helps. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's sort of a one-on-one conversation with a person. And you know, you kind of have to use your spidey sense to some degree to get a sense of where they are, or, you know, for all kinds of things like is a patient going to be compliant with a certain medication? And that's highly relevant because maybe there's a procedure that you won't do if they won't be compliant with the medication, because if they don't take the medication, then that procedure could be very dangerous for them. But if they take it, it would be very helpful. So you really have to sort of use your mental abacus to assess that kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, that I guess that empathy part is quite helpful.
Absolutely. One last question. Where do you go when you go out dining?
Oh.
Do you have some favorite?
I do. There's so many great places. It's, well, so there's, where do I even start? There's Organic Grill on the Lower East Side, and they're rock stars. There are, of course, the Candles, which
are... We love the Candles.
Yes. That's just terrific. I love them. There's actually this great Italian restaurant, like a block and a half from my apartment. I go there all the time. It's called Il Violino, and they will make me steamed spinach and Brussels sprouts, like a mountain of them. And then they've got this like whole grain pasta that with just plain marinara sauce, like. They tell me they don't put oil in it, and I just believe them.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not oil. But it's like a mountain of food. And the wine's good, so I really like that place a lot as well.
There you have it. A mountain of Brussels sprouts and spinach. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, nice. One other place, PS Kitchen, is great as well. Which is like, I'm blanking on the exact address, but like kind of like 48th and 8th, something
I
like that.
I think it's 46th. Yeah. It's right in the theater district, which is very convenient.
Indeed.
Well, Dr. Ostfeld, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you tonight at the screening. And thanks for doing the work that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. And I really hope that everybody goes and sees Code Blue.
Okay, let's do it. See Code Blue.
Thank you.